Welcome, everyone, back to Supify 64. This is your co-host, Brandon. I'm here with a host and founder and lovable guy. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him, Javis. We're live from the floor of Awesome Con. Javis, we want to get your thoughts. How has the con been going so far? Tell us about it. What's going on?
Well, it's been pretty fantastic so far. We've had a lot of people interested in our booth. We had a lot of people that would like to come on the show, do interviews, be hosts themselves. I mean, it doesn't matter. I feel like when it comes to having a booth that we have, the type of booth that we have, it doesn't matter how much money you make. It matters the contacts you make and the amount of people you get interested in what you do and what you're doing. And in terms of that, I feel like we have completely excelled. And even already, if we went home right now, we've done so much more for our network than we've done in the last 2 years in this one day.
Awesome, awesome. That sounds amazing. Now, can you tell us what's been your favorite moment from the con so far? Is there something that really stood out for you that's just like it was the big thing so far?
Absolutely. Meeting the Power Rangers was the best thing that I will ever do in my entire life. I could die tomorrow and I'd be the happiest man on the face of the earth. They were my absolute childhood, and they were everything that made my world right in a world where everything was actually wrong, that I didn't realize was wrong until I became older. So at the end of the day, they instilled in me values that stayed with me for the rest of my life, and those values I would have probably given up at some point if I didn't have them instilled in me. But because of my parents and them allowing me to watch programs that I was interested in but taught positivity, I think that is the course that changed my life. That is the course that made me who I am today, and that's what we hope to do with the network with other people as well.
Wow, man, that was deep. That's such a great moment from the con, meeting Power Rangers, you guys. You got to get down to some conventions. Come see us. Come meet the Power Rangers, as you just heard from our main man, Javis Long. Javis, one last question. I know there's a lot of people here, obviously, supporting things, checking things out. So a lot of people here in costume. How's that been? Have you seen a lot of great costumes? Can you tell us a little bit about the whole cosplay experience? I know we had some people here doing interviews for that as well.
I mean, the whole cosplay experience I've never experienced before. And so to be here right now, it's so funny. I've walked into people that I wanted to straight up ask them, are you actually Deadpool? Are you actually the person that you're cosplaying as? Because I see no difference. And I believe that whole experience, even the artistry, even the everything that has to do with art is here. And I feel like when it comes to that, it's overwhelming. The first day I walked in and I was honestly overwhelmed by how artistic, how amazing these people are, how talented they are at what they do. And to be hit in the face with it everywhere you go is just pure talent, a giant building housing in all of this talent. I feel like a kid in a candy store because we promote talent, we promote artistry. And to have all of that happen, one of the greatest costumes that I've seen while I've been here is, I don't even know what he was. It was like this giant mech warrior. I believe you've seen him, Brandon, but he's been walking around and he's like the size of a booth. And this dude is walking around and taking pictures, and then people have put so much effort into it. But what's even cooler to see is the people that maybe didn't have as much money as everyone, or maybe didn't have all the materials needed to be a giant mech warrior, but they did what they could, and it still looks amazing. It still looks good in their own way. They're all trying, they're all doing it up, and whatever part they don't have already, they'll go to one of the booths that are already selling it, buy that extra item, that extra weapon, the extra piece, and it makes their entire outfit. And I believe that's just the way they're able to be so resourceful. The cosplay here is just it's unimaginable.
Definitely. You know, it's great to see all the fans out here showing support for what they love. And you know, when it comes to Deadpool, he breaks the fourth wall a lot. That may have actually been the real Deadpool. There could be 9 real Deadpools around here for all we know. So thank you so much, Javis, for stopping by the booth, hanging out with us, keeping us updated. Everybody, this has been Supify 64 live at Awesome Con. We will be back with more.